Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Krithi Industries Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Venstra Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then 0 on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Tushar from Venstra Securities Limited. Thank you and over to you, Tushar.
Thank you. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Venstra Securities Limited, I welcome you all to Krithi Industries Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call. The company is today represented by Mr. Shiv Singh Mehta, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Rajesh Sisodia, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand over the call to the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Shiv Singh Mehta, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shitushar. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the earning conference call of Krithi Industries Limited for the third quarter of the financial year 2024. I am happy to share performance of your company for quarter 3. During this quarter, agricultural demand was sluggish. It rained both in the months of November and December in our major areas and markets. However, company achieved significant improvement in volumes of building material as compared to Q3 2022-23. Total volumes for Q3 were 21,478 metric ton against 22,537 metric tons of last year. During 9 months of financial year 24, the company registered an overall growth of 32% and 24% in terms of volume and value, respectively. On year-on basis, with total sales volume of 58,101 metric ton against a sales volume of 44,064 metric ton, sales volume from agriculture segment grew by more than 17% and industrial solutions grew by more than 2% and building product grew more than 75% year-on-year. I'll now hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Rajesh Sisodia, to give you financial highlights.
Thank you very much, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the financial performance of our company on a consolidated basis. The Q3 of financial year 2024 revenue is around INR 243 crores, which indicates 62% growth on a QOQ basis. However, the agriculture business achieved a sales of INR 174 crores as against INR 189 crores on year-on-year basis for this quarter. EBITDA of your company stood at about INR 18 crores with an EBITDA margin of 7.37%, which grew 335 basis points on year-on-year basis. Net profit was reported at INR 8 crores, which grew by 74% on year-on-year basis. In quarter 3 2024, the PAT margin stood at 3.29%. The revenue for the 9 months ended financial year 2024 is around INR 672 crores, which grew 23% year-on-year basis. EBITDA is INR 46 crores with an EBITDA margin of 6.79%, and net profit was around INR 18 crores. The PAT margin stood at 2.72%. Regarding the segment-wise revenue, for 9 months financial year 23-24, agriculture, industrial solutions and building products contributed 66%, 23% and 11% respectively. Thank you. I would like to open the floor for questions, if any.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. First question comes from Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a decent set of numbers. Sir, on the margin side, now there have been in Q3 we have seen some volatility in the PVC prices and the PVC prices had continued their downward trend. So were there any inventory losses which were there in Q3? And if yes, how much was this?
You see, I would not try to quantify inventory losses because you would see that generally in a market, the prices have been changing within a small band, and particularly in first 2 months they were declining, thereafter they have stabilized. So generally I would say that yes, there could be a slight impact of the inventory valuation, but not very significant.
Sure. And how is the demand on the agri side? Because, you know, the last year was a very high base. We have seen slight decline in our volumes. So, you know, how is the demand on the agri side shaping up? How is it in last quarter? How is it shaping up for Q4 and Q1, which will be our biggest quarter for agriculture?
Agriculture demand for the Q3 was little subdued. There were rains in our major markets, both in the month of November and December. But still, we have not been very far off from the last year numbers. So it shows there is an undercurrent which should be able to take our sales numbers on a better numbers in going forward. Now, how quickly they return, maybe a month here or there, but we are hopeful that there should be a positive growth.
Sir, one thing we wanted to understand is, you know, despite, you know, significant correction in the PVC prices, you know, why have, and in last 2-3 years, the demand has been pretty subdued. So despite such significant correction in the PVC prices, why has the agri demand not picked up?
We are still hopeful because if you see the first 2 quarters, and even up to month of October, we have seen robust demand growth. But thereafter, during these 2 months, when the rains were throughout our areas of interest, they might have impacted. We are still observing market very closely, and we are quite hopeful the demand should return because at these prices, we expect customers should have interest in buying the product.
So, any revival in demand in January till date?
January has been better, yes, certainly.
Okay. And my third question was on the building product side. You know, we have seen significant uptake in volumes in 9 months as well as 2-3. You know, do you expect that the current growth rate of around 50-60 or even doubling the volumes is expected to continue in FY25 as well on the building product side?
You will appreciate that our base numbers are very small. So on these numbers, we should always expect a good growth going forward. We are hopeful we should have better numbers going forward.
And, you know, how has been, can you give us an update on, you know, distributors being appointed on the building product side? How is that development going on?
As I have been telling that we are not very keen to expand distribution. First, we want to consolidate and improve our network performance in the areas we are already active. We will certainly increase and add distributors going forward. But first, we'll stabilize and then go forward with more aggression.
Okay, okay. Thank you. I have more questions. I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for very good performance. So my first question is, you know, what we are hearing is that, you know, in some of the regions and geographies, the water levels are, you know, low compared to the historical averages. So, you know, how do we see impact of that in our core markets, and how do we see, you know, Q1 panning out for us, which is one of the largest quarter for us?
Can you repeat your question? Initially, I couldn't get you clearly, the first half question.
So what we are hearing from a lot of players in the segment is that the water levels are low in some of the regions. So how does that impact, you know, the demand for our product in the markets that we operate in? Do we see any kind of impact of that, positive or negative, because of that?
So certainly some areas where there is a paucity of rains will have some impact in terms of prospective demand. But certainly the other areas should make up for that, because there is adequate water, and at this price level, we are seeing a growth in demand.
Okay, okay. Also, sir, you know, very happy to see a very good scale up in the building product side. I think we have done 70 odd crores in 9 months. So we are on way to do around, you know, 100 crores this year. So on the base of that 90-100 crores, do we expect to grow at 50-60%, you know, given the low base?
You see, as I was telling to, on replying to earlier question, on a small base as we have, it's always easier to grow. And we all have aspirations and readiness to maximize our efforts to increase sales. We certainly look forward to the coming year, that the year 2024-25, with a lot of optimism and positive growth.
Okay. Okay. And I think in the earlier call you had mentioned that, you know, because we are investing in building product side for the scale-up, team building, promotion, etc., you know, there was some impact on margin, you know, at the overall company level basis. Now, as we scale up and if we go into FY25, do we see that normalizing and you know, with increasing contribution from building products, can we get to that double-digit margin number that we have been targeting for?
You see, it is a scale-up is a continuous process, and investment is also a regular requirement. So we'll keep doing it, but yes, certainly the margin should improve as we go forward, because building product offer better margin than agriculture. So as the proportion changes, we'll see the impact on the margins, and our expenses will also come down going forward after we have hit a minimum critical numbers.
Okay. Okay. And sir, I think you indicated and you've been very consistent in saying that way, that we don't want to increase distributors and we first want to capitalize on the reach that we have created currently. So given that, you know, the number of distributors that we have on the building product side, do you see that, you know, we can do 200 odd crore revenue only with those distributors, even without having to appoint new distributors?
You see, certainly, if you see, our market share has significant headroom to grow. So we see very clearly a good possibility, and we are quite assured that with the current distribution and some marginal changes here and there, we can achieve these numbers.
Okay. And last question, sir. I think, you know, we keep on asking this question almost every call. Any update on the new plant? How are you guys thinking about it? Any threshold numbers after which you will kind of be looking at making some decision on that? If you can talk.
Yes, I have been maintaining that we would certainly like to go to different geographies, because logistics, supply chain costs can be minimized and optimized if we have multi-location. But first, we are developing markets. We are prioritizing our efforts in the area so that we consolidate our position. We will certainly go for a multi-location once we are ready, both in terms of numbers and critical volumes from different areas.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from me. All the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from Madhu Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, when I look at our margins, sir, they are comparatively lower to our competitor Gen Irrigation and what they have been guiding. Sir, so what is the reason why our margins are significantly lower than them?
We are presently doing a lot of focus on developing markets for building material, which is our focus area. So it entails more expenditure to establish a new product and new line of business and new brand, brand in the new areas of operation. So it entails little more expenses than others. And as such, agriculture offers lower margin as compared to building material. So when our ratios of sales in building material and agriculture are towards what the industry generally offers, our margins will certainly look up.
So what kind of margins can we expect on a steady state basis when these developments and marketing expenses are like enough for us to grow?
You see, normally our expenses towards this effort will be at least 3 to 4% more than industry average. So obviously that should reflect in our business performance once we are able to stabilize our numbers and apportion our expenses on a larger base.
Okay. So when I look at our capacity in building products, we have done almost 5,000 metric tons for this 9 months. And considering we have around 6,500 odd capacity, sir, so are our capacities fungible between different segments where we can use either some part of agriculture or industrial solution machinery for the building product segment?
There are few products for which it is fungible, but for few it is not. So there are few products which are fungible and we will do that. But there are certain products for which we need a specific requirement based on the product specific. So that's where they are not fungible.
Okay, sir. So we'll need further capex on this side in building material so that our margin should improve going forward.
Yes, but we are hitting a critical volume. We'll have to expand our range. We'll have to invest in new molds to increase our range. So then at that time we'll need some capex, but that's a continuous process.
Okay, sir, so can you quantify, because we are doing 5,000 metric tons for this 9 months out of the 6,500 capacity. So I think we'll be able to utilize almost more than 90% for this year. So some kind of like...
As I said, this some capacities particularly on PVC side is fungible. So that will be used as and when required, because in agriculture you have trucks and peaks, and during troughs we have available spare capacity to be able to afford that for building material.
Okay. So you said that at a minimum threshold we'll be able to do a double digit margin when we'll use our capacity. So what will be that threshold where we could do a double digit margin?
It's a question, you know, when you increase your sales, and if you increase in the same vicinity or area of geography, then your per unit expenses come down and which will add to your bottom line. But, this is where we will have to take a call, whether we are limiting area, we are expanding our area. But you will see a gradual increase in the margin. Because as we grow in terms of top line, as well as in our geographical spread, the sites will grow, but probably top line will grow faster. And that would enable us to improve our margins. So it's a journey. It's not any specific number, day or two or four. Or water, but it's a journey which we are going through, and you will see over little horizon of time, you will see this continuously happening.
Okay, just so final question. We had guided last quarter that we'll expect to grow 7 to 8% higher than the industry. So, are we planning to reduce our prices to gain this market share of other participants, or? If you could just highlight what are our thought processes?
We will always try to maintain our brand premium and pricing power company enjoys in its major markets. So we will not try to compromise on our margins, and we will try to maintain our brand positioning. So it will be more of BTL efforts and ground level efforts that will help us to grow our sales.
Okay. Sir, what is the minimum margin per ton that we expect before selling any of our products?
It's very difficult to define because such a large range of product, all products would have different level of margins.
Okay, thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, do you think FY25 could be a better year than FY24 looking at your sales and execution?
We are quite hopeful, yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up again. So on the industrial side, you know, we have seen almost doubling of our revenues in 9 months of this financial year. And, you know, we have always maintained a stance of being conservative and, you know, executing orders for the companies, for large companies with good payment cycles. So how is this segment looking like for FY25? You know, we must have got some indication from our customers or some advance orders with them.
See, I've been always maintaining that on industrial supplies, we have been very cautious and careful. We are not going to increase our numbers because the market offers, because many a times these EPC contractors get into difficulty when payments from government don't come through in time. So you would see in this quarter, we haven't shown any growth. Though in Q1, Q2, we had a growth because we had not done much work last year. And this year, we have consistently been doing that much of tonnage month in, month out. So we are still at the same level of operation of about 3,500, 4,000 tons, nothing more for a quarter.
So this is expected to continue for FY25 as well?
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, we want to develop our retail business much more aggressively than institutions, where we always have challenges because of government payments coming to the EPC contractors to whom we supply products.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Next question comes from Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead. I repeat, question comes from Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yes, hi, sir. Good afternoon. Please, can you please highlight and maybe outline certain strategies which you will be taking into the next year, which gives you confidence that you will be, you know, posting better operational numbers than this year? So what are the, you know, key things that will make sure the business is better?
We have been maintaining that for us, building product is be the focus, as it has been during this year, because building material offer better margins and consistency of business throughout the year. So we'll continue this effort, and you must have seen that our building material business is growing well during the year. So we see that going forward, that should help company to have better ability of maintaining profile.
But the other two segments will also keep growing as they have been, hand in hand, as you keep more focus on building products.
Yeah, agriculture will go as logical growth because agriculture, we have a distinct comfort of being a brand with a premium and market acceptance with a good market share. And there is a natural growth in agriculture because at these prices we foresee customers finding product more convenient to buy.
Okay, so since you will be investing more in building products to grow that vertical, any certain capex number you have in mind which you'll definitely be spending?
Yes, building product as it grows beyond a critical number, we will have to expand our range and add new products to our portfolio. So once we hit about another good number where we start clocking more than 15 crores, 20 crores a month, we will have to look for more investments.
Okay. And any aspirational target in terms of revenue 2-3 years down the line you'd like to share?
It is better to give you numbers at the end of each quarter. You know, because markets and efforts continue, but we are hopeful because industry is growing. So we will grow with the industry and we'll try to better our rate of growth over and above industry growth rate.
Okay, so you're very certain and positive that the market is very good and you'll be able to capture good market share each and every
Yes, time. We are. Thank you.
Perfect. So thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So coming back to the building segment, you answered to the previous participant that it should give better margins than agri. So can you just let us know what will be the difference? Will it be able to cross double digits initially, or where should it be in FY25?
You see, I would explain it in one of earlier earning calls that building material has a larger share of fittings as compared to agri. And building material fittings offer a better advantage in terms of margins as compared to extruded products like pipes. So building product, normally you will see any company who is fully focused on building product will have a better margin than agriculture. So as our building portfolio increases, certainly our ability to afford better margins will be reflected in our performance and working. Again, in agriculture space, you have two peaks and two troughs. And during peaks, you are short of manufacturing capabilities, and in troughs, you have excess capacity. And building products sells all the 12 months in a year. So it will evens out even the cyclical blips in the manufacturing space. So this is all put together, better plant utilization, better margins, overall business should improve.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. And congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir. So just to understand, in one of the previous participant questions, you mentioned that from building products, you expect that within the existing capacity, that threshold would be around 15-20 crores, beyond which probably you will need some expansion. Is my understanding right?
Yeah. You see, what happens that when you cross a number, you also expand your range, because if you have to offer the full basket, then you should have a full range in addition to some regular range, some specialized product as well. So that will all entail some investments, which is quite required for creating a unique place in market or to be able to satisfy your major important customers.
Sir, I was trying to understand, basically, with the distribution network which we have already built, you mentioned that first we need to penetrate those distribution network which we have built, number one. Number two, the existing capacity can give you somewhere around 15-20 crore sales per month. So,
right.
I'm assuming that for a top line of about 200 crores, 20 plus or minus, This existing distribution network, which we have set up in last 3-4 years, and the capacity which we have, this is in place for getting a 200 crores of top line. Is my understanding right?
You see what happens. Suppose if my sales are growing on PVC side, I have capacities which is fungible from agri side. But sales in certain molds are specific. Some molds are requirements in certain areas is large, where my capacity gets limited. Because in a large range, if you are selling few products more aggressively, you have to build capacity for those products. So that is where, if suppose on certain specific molds my requirement is high, I may have to go for investment. But this is a journey which we will discover as we go on.
Sure. And sir, given in the current year, given the volumes of first 9 months, or even if I take the last 4 quarters volume, we are somewhere nearing 70,000, 72,000 of volumes on the yearly basis. And
right.
Typically, you mentioned, yes, when we look at the yearly capacity, it may not necessarily be the correct way of looking at our capacity, because during the months of, say, the first quarter, our utilization of agri is very high. So
right.
If you could give us some sense key at what kind of, capacity utilization, what kind of overall production volumes, do you feel we may go for a larger amount of overall capex or a new plant? We are still not able to figure out at what kind of volumes do you feel that, you will take that decision ki abhi plant expand karna hai ya naya plant lagana hai.
It is not that we will expand once in one go of everything. We are every time we are reviewing that what is the extra needed. It's an incremental investment which keeps going on. Some marginal here or there. But yes, as I have said, once we reach a critical mass in a particular geography, because we'll have to go multi-locational over a period of time, at that point in time, we'll have to look at one consolidated investment which would be required to operationalize a new plant.
Sure. Sir, one observation from the volume numbers and the top line of building products specifically. In last 4 quarters, our volumes have grown up from about 1,200 to 1,700 in the current quarter. And the revenue has practically remained the same on a quarterly basis. We have done exceedingly well on the building products on a 9-monthly basis for sure. But the realization, which was around 1,80,000 3-4 quarters back, it went down to 150 for last 2 quarters. And in the current quarter, it is down to 134. So typically, is this 134, which has come down from 154, is it some amount of decrease of PVC prices, some amount of product mix changes? What is the correct way of looking at it?
Primarily, it's a decrease in the raw material prices. It is not the product mix or anything. It's a decline in the raw material prices, which are reflected in lower top line numbers in rupees, though the metric tons have grown.
So from here on, can we expect this prices not to further, because this average unit realization of building products in the last quarter, that is this current quarter which has ended December, it is down to 1,34,000. So can we assume that this will be the probably at the base or the lowest from here on, either it remains the same or it goes up only?
This is what is anticipated, because at these prices of internationally, when we talk to most of the suppliers of raw material, they are quite uncomfortable at current prices. And in between, the prices have gone up a little bit also. And with the kind of global uncertainties we are seeing, and more importantly now with the disruption in the supplies because of these problem with Houthis and this kind of movement from, of the ships. Let's see how things evolve. So these prices look to be on a bottom side. And going forward, there is only headroom upward rather than downward.
Sure. So last question from my side. With regards to the states, we have been always very strong on MP and Rajasthan in terms of our agri. And then came Maharashtra. And in last 3-4 years, we have been trying to penetrate other states on the south as well as on the north. So
right.
Given the kind of work which we have done below the line, interacting with the farmers, interacting with the dealers, in the newer states. So what kind of now network which we have built, which gives you some amount of understanding ki yes, now this next three states, because I'm sure MP and Rajasthan is matured enough now. So to get the next level of growth on the agri side, you will require, say, a Maharashtra and maybe some other 3-4 states where we can have a sharp growth for next 2-3 years. So how well we are placed in terms of that?
We are quite well placed. I have seen a positive growth in different states. And the best part is the dealership morale is good, which is very important for development.
Sure, sure. Thank you, sir. This is quite helpful and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from Azim Bade from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, afternoon. Can you just talk about how your volume performance has been for the 9-month period in outside your key MP market, 9-month FY24 versus FY23?
You see, our markets, in most of the markets have grown as per the growth we have shown overall. So even MP or Rajasthan or Maharashtra have grown, including other states which are, I mean, a very small portion of our total sales, have also shown growth. Though dealer-wise it may have varied because in some areas it has not rained and some areas it rained, so there will be shortage of water or excess of water. That could be there. Overall, state-wise, yes, there is a growth.
But is the growth percentage number similar for MP and non-MP states all put together?
No, MP, you see, there is already where we are, we are enjoying a market share. It is not very easy to grow the market share. You can marginally increase or little more than the average growth, but not really a major growth beyond what you have. So we are seeing more growth coming from newer states.
Okay, just to flip this question a bit, of your about 58,000 metric ton volume that you've done in 9 months, how much would that have come from MP?
MP, I would not have exact number just in front of me here, but normally I think about 58 to 62% something in between should be MP, 57, 58 to 60. I don't have number. Exactly. Here.
But approximately 60% would be from MP for 9 months. Would you have a corresponding rough percentage figure for last year? How much would that have come from MP?
I'll ask our people to get back to you because I don't have it ready here. Okay,
sure, no problem. Second question, I was curious, you know, everything beyond MP and Rajasthan, you've talked about certain other states where you want to grow. But is East India not a focus area for Kriti? There are quite a few players who have designs to grow their market share in the East, and you already have, theoretically, you are close to that market. So just want to weigh your thoughts on that.
No, we are not close to East. We are quite far. The logistics are pretty exorbitantly expensive to manage. And presently, we have other markets where we should focus and develop them first before we plan and go to East. So we are still, you know, focusing more on these markets where we feel that logistically we are well placed and there is a scope to grow in those areas.
Okay, I understand that you are not exactly close to the East, but I just thought, you know, because in the other market that you are talking about, there are entrenched large peers already present. While in the East, there is not that much from what I understand, except maybe the largest player. So yeah, okay, sure. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question comes from Meeraj Shah from Aryan Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just a couple of questions. I think you've answered this one, but I missed out on it. On the building product side, your 9-month volumes are 5,000 tons and your capacity is close to 6,500 tons. So, in case if there was more demand to be serviced, would it be possible to service it from any other capacity? Is it possible to fudge the capacities? That's my first question.
The fungibility is possible in the area where agriculture pipes are made on PVC line, and same can produce building materials products as well.
How much would be that capacity, sir, just in case if you want to extend that?
Agriculture, we have adequate capacity. Because in season, in agriculture, we have adequate capacity in off seasons, which can always produce requirements of building material. In season, we are short, but in off season, we have adequate capacity, which can be utilized.
Understood, understood. Okay. And sir, what would be our maintenance capex annually?
Maintenance capex in terms of total rupee value?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think I'll have to check and we'll get back to you. I don't have it here, exact numbers. So,
no worries. And as on December end, sir, what would be our net debt?
Our total net debt will be about 20?
22.
So total will be about 180-200 including working capital.
Net debt. Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side. If you could just let me know the maintenance capex later.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
Thank you for giving us time and taking this earnings call. We look forward to your support in the future as well.
Thank you. Members of the management, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ventura Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.